Hi, kings and queens. Hoping you all are doing well. I am so excited to be back before you. It's been some months. Back in February 2020, the last time that I had spoke to you all, and I wanted to just come as encouragement. My name is Lakia of Lakia Motivates. I'm a Christian family relationship coach. I help families, youth, and individuals improve communication dynamics, self-love, and healthy mindset so they can have a peace of mind and be able to talk to one another and not at each other. When I first started Lakia Motivates, it was my son. He gave me the microphone and said, "Mom, talk." I did not know what to talk about. I did not know what to say, but I just began to talk. And through that time, I've just been trying to process what is it that I can come to you all. So in the process of even renaming Lakia Motivates, I want to come to you all with a Christian perspective. We just went through a pandemic, and with all of it, God is still the same. God is still keeping us. God is still giving us guidance and direction in every area of our lives. Many of us have had devastation mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, just in so many different areas of our lives. And as us adults struggle with communicating, our children also struggle with communication. So I want to continue to just bring you tools and strategies to be able to talk with your families, to be able to communicate with your families. And it's just one of those things, what we talk about daily with our kids, our families, our loved ones, it creates opportunities for all of us to experience success inside and outside the home. A lot of times we expect the world to be a part of all of our processes, and we don't even have communication in the home. So before I even go forward, I want to pray. Father God, we just thank you today for everyone that is listening. We thank you for even those that desire to listen. Oh God, we thank you for just allowing our eyes to see what you desire us to see, our ears to hear what you desire us to hear, our mouths to speak what you desire us to speak. Oh God, God, all of you and none of me, oh God. I'm thanking you for just going before families all across the nation. I'm thanking you for touching that youth right now, oh God, that may be struggling with communication, that may be struggling with communicating with their family, oh God, where they may not always say the right words, oh God. Even the anger, oh God, even the envy, oh God, even the disrespect, oh God, even some of those issues that they may be carrying and not knowing how to express it. Even for the parents, oh God, cover that mother, cover that father, cover that auntie, that uncle, that grandmother, that godparent, even the teachers and the staff, oh God, to be able to communicate the correct way, the way that you would have them to communicate, not cursing, oh God, not disrespecting, oh God, not abusing, oh God, but doing what it is that you have called for a time such as this. We're just going to thank you right now in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I hope that blessed you all. And I just want to encourage you first. I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath when I count to three. I'm going to do three breaths. Take three deep breaths. I'm going to count one, two, three. I want you to breathe in peace. And now I want you to breathe out frustration. I'm going to do it two more times. And again, take a deep breath. I'm going to breathe in one, two, three. Breathe in positivity. And now breathe out negativity. And this last one, take your deep breath. One, two, three. Breathe in possibility and breathe out worry. It was so important for me to have you do that because a lot of times we're just going, going, going. We may be going to work. We may be going to school. We may be, you know, just being that parent or even just being that youth, and we don't have time to be able to take a break just for us and just to breathe. And I want you to just be encouraged to continue to do that. Breathe. Take time for you. A lot of times we are trying to do so many different things and we don't take time for ourselves. A lot of times we're just carrying such a heavy load. But be encouraged to breathe. No matter what you're going through right now, no matter what decisions you have to make, I want you to just be intentional with asking God, God, I need you to help me with this. God, I really don't know what steps I need to take right now. A lot of times we have a tendency of just taking the first step because it seems like it's the right thing. But afterwards, we'll say, you know what? I really didn't need that. So what I want you to really do is be intentional in that thinking process. Think before you speak. Think before you say yes. Even think before you say no. And also implement boundaries. A lot of times we're saying yes to things that we may want to say no. A lot of times people can be tasking on us. They can be tasking on youth in school, you know, where you may just say yes, 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 even though you may want to say no. Your friends may want to play, you know, after school. They may want to go to a game, but you may want to just get some rest. But you're saying it because you're thinking your friend may not want to talk to you or whatever, if you say no. You want to be able to set those boundaries at a young age. And even parents and adults, it's important for you to set boundaries as well. Because a lot of times you're there for everybody else, but you're not there for yourself. A lot of times you may be there for everybody else, but you're not there for your family. And you want to be able to be present. One of the things I want to talk about is our mindsets. We really want to be intentional and just allowing our mindsets to be impacted. I worked at a school this week, and one of the things the youth, I worked sixth grade ELA, they were working on the growth mindset and that fixed mindset. And we know how that fixed mindset is. We get stuck. You know, it's so hard. So we'll just stay there and we won't try. I can't do it. But when you think of that growth mindset, although it's hard, I'm going to keep trying. Although I feel like I can't do it, I'm going to keep pushing it. I'm going to try a different way. And that's the thing. We want to really be intentional and not allowing ourselves to stay stuck, even in the communication that you may be having with your family right now. You may not even be talking to each other. You may not even have peace of mind, but don't stay stuck thinking that it can't change. It's all about what you put in your mouth. And it's a process. It's all about those words that you speak. If you speak negative, that's what you're going to have. If you speak positive, that's what you're going to have. So I want to just encourage you to continue to just allow God to lead and guide you. Continue to be the example, especially as adults, because children, they're paying attention to everything that it is that we do. They mimic what we do. They mimic what we say. If we want them to change, we have to be sure that we are changing ourselves. Sometimes you can be leaders in different roles, whether it's in the church, you could be a pastor, you could be a bishop, you can be, you know, a teacher, you could be a staff, you could be a parent. And our children, they pay attention to us. You know, we say something to them and they'll say, mom or dad, but didn't you do this or didn't you do that? And even with the language, a lot of times parents, you may be using profanity. And I've heard children as young as kindergarten, they're swearing. And then the parents are embarrassed because the child is swearing, but the child got it from the parent. So I just want to encourage you to really think about what's coming out of your mouth. What is it that you're saying that your children are hearing? What are those things that you're getting frustrated with that your children are doing? But a lot of it is those rooted issues that they may have gotten at home, or there may be some rooted issues that you're not seeing, but you're seeing the behavior. So I just want to encourage you. And I know I talked about a lot of different things. I really want to hone in on that communication, what that communication looks like. What is the communication like? What are you seeing right now? You know, some people are going through turmoil and they just don't know what to do. They're at their wit's end. They feel like giving up. You know, we also have suicide epidemic all across the world with the young babies that are going through, even adults. And a lot of times you see it and you hear it and it's almost like, oh, you don't feel like that. But we have to give people permission to feel how they feel, but also to seek help and not let them stay there. So I hope this blessed you all. Please, if you want to reach me, you can reach me at speakingtotheheartoftheherding.com or email me at speaking
to the heart of the hurting at gmail.com. So I just pray, Father God, we ask you to go before every listener. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for just covering us in the blood on every hand. We thank you for binding the hands of the enemy. You know what every family is going through. You know what the youth are going through, oh God. You know what they're going through in their mind. You know what they're going through in their hearts. You know what they're going through in their souls. You know what it is that they stand in need of, oh God. We thank you for loving on them. We thank you for wrapping your arms around them. We thank you for giving them discernment, oh God. We thank you for allowing them to live and not die. We thank you for going before the caregivers, oh God, letting them know that they are not alone. We thank you for giving them the support that they need, oh God. We thank you for wrapping your loving arms around them, oh God. We thank you for binding defeat, oh God. We thank you for binding hopelessness, oh God. And we thank you for just doing what we know that you can do. Father, we give you the praise and we give you the glory. In the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Again, this is Lakia of Lakia Motivates. Like I said, things will be changing. The title may even change, but it's still going to be all about God. So if you have any questions, again, you can reach me at speaking, SpeakingTheHeart, OF, hurting, of the hurting, TheHurting, at gmail.com, or speaking to the heart of the hurting.com. I hope this blessed you. Please let me know, you know, what it is. What are some topics that you would love to talk about? What is it that you need support in? So it was great. Again, Lakia, Christian Family Relationship Coach, helping families improve communication dynamics, self-love, and healthy mindset. Have a blessed day. Love you all.
God bless too.